Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
About the songs that millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones that did. You know how that song go, millions didn't make it, but millions didn't make it last year, but we are here to see this year. Amen. And so let's just say thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let everybody say thank you, amen, because you're here this morning. Whether you're on Facebook or whether you're online this morning, you should have a thankful heart to be thankful in the Lord. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it don't take a rocket scientist to realize you didn't make it here on your own. Amen. Don't take a rocket scientist to realize why you want that you were here today. You could have been destroyed. Could have got killed. Amen. Walking across the street, you could have got killed. That's the thank you. Amen. Right there, later with that church went tonight. That church, and somebody come there and the buddy come through the church. Hear them while she was in church. Amen. And so we got to say thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a drive-by. A little baby got killed. And we have to say thank you. Amen. A little 14-year-old got killed. Police shooting at somebody else and shot 14-year-old. We have to be able to say thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
That buddy could have been you for you. You know what I mean? That thing could have been for you. And so I have to learn. I'm learning each and every day how to be thankful. Amen. So let's give the Lord a hand praise. Just be thankful. If nothing else, if you can't do anything else, just be thankful that you're here this morning. Amen. Because it wasn't by accident that we're here this morning. Praise God. Amen. Brother Ray, you're going to give us the prayer this morning. Amen. Open up with prayer this morning. All of you online, amen, we just want to pray. I want all of you, you know, raise your hand online there on Facebook, and I just want y'all to say thank you too, amen.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Lord, we come before the throne of grace.
Thank you.
Thank you for this new year.
Yes,
Lord. Those gathering today, those that are here physically, those that's online, those that hold Facebook Live, and those in abroad today, Father God. We thank you for calling us, Father God, to holiness, to glory, Father God, and that we continue to lift up your name, Father God, throughout this year, and that we have no fear. We come in this year with a sound mind, love, and power, Father God, that you have given us. No fear, God. And God, that we lift up your name, that we increased in your name this year, Father God, and we decrease in us. Less of us and more of you this year.
Thank you.
And God, we just want to thank you for our families, that they increase, Father God, our unsaved loved ones today, God.
Thank you.
Lord, that we increase in every area of ministry this year, God. Turning wrongs into right this year, Father
thank
God.
You.
Incorrects into correction this
yes,
year,
Lord.
God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. The unsaved become saved this year.
Yes.
The lost become found this year, God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Those that in error, Father God, come out, God.
Thank you.
That they will acknowledge the truth, Father God.
Yes.
Your
thank
word,
you.
That they will walk in the way today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we ask you to touch the backslider today, Father
yes.
God. Bring the backslider back unto you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bring those that are an abomination out of abomination.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
In every area of abomination. Father God. Lord, change the minds of men that they become men again, Father God.
Thank you.
And Lord, that women will become women and wives will become wives. Husbands will become husbands.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Lord, protect our children today, God.
Yes.
Lord, they are faced with a whole lot of confusion today, God.
Thank you.
But we know that you're not the author of confusion, God. And so, God, we want to ask you right now as we look to the hills with our help coming, and all our help coming from you, the Lord. And we thank you right now, God. Continue to help us, Lord. Lord, teach us and guide us and lead us to all truth and understanding that we may be pleasing to you on today. Let your word be marrow to our bones and buried to our hearts today, God. Continue to open up our blind eyes and our deaf ears today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we have a heart to receive your word today. You said when you hear your word, harden not your heart. But God, we thank you right now that our hearts is not hardened. Enlarge our coast this year. Enlarge our territory this year. God.
Thank you.
We increase today,
increase,
God.
Lord.
People will come seeking for the Holy Ghost today, God.
Thank you.
And we thank you right now, God. And let bygones be bygones. Forgiveness be forgiveness. Hatred be disposed of. And God, wickedness be done away with today, in this last and evil days. And we want to thank you today as we give you praise, God.
Thank
and
you.
Bless the word that's going to go forth today. That many people will turn around today, Father God. As long as you're on the throne, we know you in control. So open doors, God, for those that seek doors to be opened. Close doors that need to be closed today, God. In the mighty name of
in Jesus.
We want to thank you on today. And we give you praise and magnify your holy name for you being a holy God. It is written. And it is in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, let's say thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, let's say thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. We just want to thank God for all of you this morning. Amen. I know some of you came through last year. Is there a testimony today? Is something you want to be thankful for? Amen. You want to thank God for something you've been thankful for today. Anyone got a testimony? Praise God. I know you got something to say. Amen. Or whatever it is that you want to accomplish this year, you didn't accomplish last year, it ought to be something. Amen. You want to do something better this year.
Give honor to God first in my life. Thank God for saving me. We give honor to Pastor May, the general, Jesus. I just thank God for bringing me through last year.
Amen.
Because a lot of people I know, a lot of people in families and stuff didn't make it.
Amen.
But God chose me to make it through. And I thank God for all that he's done, the victories that he's given us in ministry. I thank God for my wife. Thank God for giving me. Thank God for making me here this year, brand new life. Some bumps in the road, but they start to smooth out. And so I thank God for it on today. Thank God for all the people that he has sent around. Thank God for my sons alive as well. My grandchildren alive as well. But I just need them to be saved in these last and evil days. And we thank God for this decrease in the increase in their life this year.
Amen.
And so I thank God for life, health, and spirit, roof over my head, clothes over my back. Shoes on my feet, food in my stomach, but it's there. And so I just thank God for sister, for little Valerie. Thank God for her. Thank God for her children. And we just want to lift God up that this year be more than last year, and not just finances, but we want to be more holy.
Yeah.
And we want to be more less of me and more of God. And so I thank God. He's already done it. We just got to walk in. I give God the praise for it. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. We call this a Thanksgiving because, you know, this is the first of the year. Amen. The new year is just coming in. And I know there's something you want to accomplish this year that you didn't accomplish last year. Amen. Is that somebody else? Amen.
Thank God. Amen. I
don't
want to thank God for another year. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, a mind to serve him, a mind to go on. I want to thank God for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Yesterday, they were all at the house. I said, Lord, thank you, my privilege for a blessing. Because I don't know. I just looked at them and I said, thank God for them. I just thank God for all the saints of God. They're still here and on my voice this morning. My sisters and my brothers in Christ and my natural brothers and sisters. They're still in Atlanta living today. I just thank God for Brother Ray this morning, Katisa, my little daughter. I thank God, you know, for just being alive and just that I'm going to, this year, I'm going to try my best to pray more, fast more, seek God more. You know, I have the desire, but like a lot of stuff already coming the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but we got to learn how to push that aside and need to press on, you know, and the things of the Lord, because that's what's going to keep us in these last evil days, is the word and the things of God. And I do want to thank God for being God and for being the hero of my life and being my strength and being my faith. And I just want to thank him for people on Facebook Live and on the line. You know,
thank you.
They are a part of our family, even though we don't physically know most of them, but they're still a part of our family. And I just want to thank God for them. And so I give praise
unto the Lord,
to God.
Amen. Amen. You're on Facebook. You can type in the comments what you want to accomplish this year that you didn't accomplish last year. But we want to hear about it. You know, in order to accomplish it, you got to speak it. You got to let it come out of your mouth first. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word got to come out of your mouth first. And when the word come out of your mouth, you speak it. You have to speak things into existence. So what it is that you want to accomplish, amen, you need to let it come out of your mouth. If there's somebody else, someone else, amen. Sister, you got anything you're going to accomplish this year that you didn't do last year? Well, praise God. Praise God. Anyone online, you got anything to say? You ought to be thankful. You know, if you were sick last year and you're still here today, that's a reason to be thankful, amen. Praise God. If you made it through, you know, some of them didn't make it through. They got sick and didn't make it, but you got sick and made it. So you ought to be thankful, have thankful in your heart that you're still here. So we got something to be thankful for. And I don't think there's anyone here today that don't have a reason to be thankful. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Some of you might have been homeless. Amen. And now you got a house. You ought to be able to say thank you. Amen. Some of you was jobless and you got one now. You ought to say thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you didn't have anything, but you got a business now. You should say thank you. Amen. You know, it's just so much we can think of to be thankful for. And that is what I'm kind of dedicating this really to us, learn how to be thankful, because this is the beginning of the year. Amen. You look at the struggles and things that you had last year and look at where you are to now. And we learn how to be saying, well, thank you, amen. And this is what it's all about. When we come into something new and something different, we have to learn how to be thankful. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. Praise God. And everybody ought to be just giving God a praise. You know, you made it. You, when you woke up this morning, amen. You woke up. You ought to be able to give God praise that you woke up, amen. You was able to get out of the bed. How did it wasn't able to get out of the bed this morning when they woke up this morning, amen? Praise God. They turned over and thought that the legs was going to move, and the leg didn't move, amen? Praise God. Amen. And then they had to get back in the bed. So thank you. I'm thankful. I'm thankful of what God has brought me through and where God has brought me from. I'm saying thank you, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus, amen.
Amen.
How did that song we sang, Victory is Mine, Sister Faith? Come on, let's sing that little song, amen. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Come on, y'all. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Joy today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Jesus today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Amen. I know it's a little cool outside, but if you get out and get the warming up, you know, if you get to singing and get to praising God and get to moving, amen, you can warm yourself up. Amen. So thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's a little cool outside. Amen. So thank y'all. Amen. We got a little cool weather here. Amen. I don't know what y'all got there, wherever you are, but it's a little cool weather. But thank God. Amen. I'm going to call it cool weather. Amen. If you're living where it was 25 below zero, you know, we say this is cool weather. Amen. Praise God. Any more testimony? Any more testimony? Anything anyone else have to say? Amen. This morning we try to give an opportunity. This is a new year. Amen. You wanna speak your vision, what you like to do, what you want to accomplish. Amen. Put the general in the freezer this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, if nobody else got anything, said we certainly give all opportunities for everyone to speak out in this year. And it's something that I know that you want to accomplish, and you got to have vision. Amen.
This week comes up for helping
you
brand new restaurant.
Well, amen.
For that.
Amen.
For that. Good news, good news. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank God that we never fret and that we be and God is favorable.
All right.
We God will see it all the way through.
Amen.
I'm going to be a fool for thinking that and believing it, but you got to be a fool for Christ. You got to be a fool in your faith. And so I thank God for what's coming up on the horizon this week.
Well, amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the book of Philippians, Sister Paige. Amen. The book of Philippians today. We just going to, this is going to be a scripture. You can read that one. Not Ephesians, the book of Philippians. Yeah, chapter 3. Chapter 3, amen. You can read verses 12, 13, and 14, and 15, 12 through 15. Hallelujah. Y'all go to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 today. Amen.
Chapter
3?
Yes.
Amen.
Not as though I have already attained.
Not that I have already attained.
Even be already perfect.
I'm not perfect yet.
But I follow after, if then I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehend of Christ Jesus.
I'm following after it, trying to get it.
Brethren, I count not myself to have
apprehended.
But this one thing I do.
Uh-huh.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
I'm forgetting what's behind.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Reaching forth to the thing that's before me.
I first told you more of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is therefore as many as be perfected, perfect, but thou mind, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Praise God. Amen. I just said just for the thought this morning, leave it behind. you got to lead it behind. Father, bless the word today, and we give you thanks for it and glory for it, that because of this new year that we're in, and we've left the old, Lord, to enter into the new.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I was just thinking about this today. I was thinking about, you know, when we get ready to go on a journey or something, or we're going from one place to the next place. Sometimes when we go out to try to get our bags and things, and sometimes when you're in a hurry, you have to leave things behind. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you can't take everything with you that you want to take with you, and sometimes you have to leave some things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are in 2022, amen, and we're on a new journey. We're going to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
We should be trying to go to higher heights and deeper depth in the Lord, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You don't want to be a shadow this year as you was last year, amen. Amen.
Amen.
You want to come deeper in the Lord. You want to have what? More knowledge in the Lord, amen. And if you want to go deeper in the Lord, that means you're going to have to leave some things behind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to move forward, amen, when you're trying to take everything with you sometimes. So sometimes you got to leave some stuff,
amen.
Huh? So sometimes, you know, when you go on a trip, you want to take a bunch of clothes, sometimes you just can't take all your stuff with you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It because it makes your bag too heavy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes your bag too big, amen. And because of your bag too heavy, you can't get on your flight, is because you got too much weight there on you, amen? And so sometimes you got to, what, leave some stuff behind, amen?
Uh-huh.
Huh? To see if you're going on a journey somewhere, you can't travel very heavy, amen? You got to lighten yourself. And a lot of us today, we got too much baggage.
Amen.
We carry too much stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready to go forward until you're first ready to leave something behind. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I believe it's in Hebrews 12:1. It talks about, amen, lay aside every weight,
yeah,
of sin that so easily besets you.
Mm-hmm.
We got things that beset us. We got things that stop us. We have things that upset us. Amen.
Amen.
That they get us so upset that we can't move forward because we allow something to upset us, amen,
or
beset us, to stop us, or to slow us down, amen. But we got to leave the stuff behind that upset you last year. We need to get rid of the stuff that upset you and beset you last year so that we can press toward the mark, amen, so that we can go higher in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go higher in the Lord if you still got besetting sins on the side, amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of us still walking around with unforgiveness, amen. And one thing that the Lord said you can't do, you can't move forward if you got unforgiveness in your heart, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't move forward. You can't be angry with me and think you're moving forward. I mean, you got to leave your anger behind, amen.
Amen.
See, one thing that the Bible tells us, amen, even when we are among one another, amen, it's that, let us not be angry with one another and sin not, you know what I mean? But don't let the sun go down on your wrath, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He said we shouldn't even go to sleep if we haven't gotten things together. And so even before we go to sleep, we need to get it right and leave that behind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't even go to sleep with anger in our heart against our brother or sister, amen. You can't go forward unless you leave some self behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. This is the thing about it. I believe it's Matthew 18, Sister Paige. We're going to read there because we got to lighten our load. Amen. We got to get some stuff off of our, what do you want to call it? You got to get it off your chest, because a lot of us carrying a lot of things around on our chest. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to go into the next year. We're trying to go to what? Higher height. We're trying to go to deeper depth. Amen. We're trying to know the depth, the breadth, the width, and the length. We want to know all of those things about the Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're carrying all this stuff along with me. What are we going to say? You got to leave it behind. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
This is what Paul had to come and say to him. He was leaving. He got to leave things behind. Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of us, we haven't went on in the, before we get there, but a lot of us haven't gone on in the Lord is because we're still trying to, we're still holding on to something that was behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Instead of turning loose what's behind us so that we can have what's before us. Amen. Huh? And that's why we haven't gone forward, is because we're still holding on to the old and not gravitating to the new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You see, a lot of people, even in this time and this hour, let me finish up Paul before we go to the 18th of the page. But in the book of Philippians, Paul talked about who he was. So sometimes you got to leave your status behind. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are and what you are. Amen. And to obtain Christ, you know. So a lot of people won't move on into Christ because they're still holding on to their old status.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's say it was the old status, amen.
Okay.
And that ain't who you used to be, amen.
Yeah.
You're still trying to be who you used to be, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Whoever you were in the old, you're still trying to be that, amen.
Amen.
You was that playboy in the old. And you're still trying to be a playboy, and you come over to the Christ. You're still trying to be the playboy that you used to be, amen. Come on, let's say we got to leave that behind, amen. Praise God. It's the play bunny that you used to be, amen. You can't be the play bunny that you used to be, amen. You got to leave that stuff behind, amen, and gravitate to something different. Are you with me today?
Amen.
I'm saying you got to leave some stuff behind. You can't follow Jesus, amen, and carry all your stuff and not leave the old stuff behind so you can gravitate to the new.
That's right. Amen.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And so here was Paul in the first part of that. Paul talked about who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't have no confidence in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Or who I am, amen. Or what I am.
Amen. So
he realized that he was going to have to get rid of himself
mm-hmm.
in order to find Jesus. You
amen.
See, we got a lot of people still stuck on they black.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm black, amen. You know, I'm this because I'm black. It's not about your color.
Amen.
God don't care about this old body now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This body's gonna be left behind anyway, amen. Come on, what am I saying? Even to go to glory, you got to leave your body behind, amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because you got to get a new body, amen, even to go on to glory, amen. Because flesh and blood cannot obtain the kingdom of God. So you sitting here bragging about who you are in this body. If you're really going to talk about who you are in this body, it is God that is in your body, because the what you see is not really you. And the thing that you see, you're going to leave it behind. Come on, say you got to leave it behind, amen. I got to leave the old me behind, amen. This is why I was buried in baptism, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I was what? I wanted to leave the old man in the water, amen. And so that the new man can come forth, amen. So you can't become something new holding on to your old self.
That's right, amen. That's right.
You can't become a different person when you still exalt your old self, amen. You're right. It's who you used to be, amen. You got to leave who you used to be behind you so you can become somebody different. See, this is all about a change that's supposed to take place in your life, amen. It's who you are now, not who you used to be. I got to leave the old me. You have to leave the old you behind and become something new. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Paul here, he talked about him being a Hebrew of the Hebrew. You know, we got people talking about, well, I'm a Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And here he said, I'm a Hebrew also. Amen. Huh? This is my status. My status as a person, amen. I was a Hebrew, amen. That was his status. Mm-hmm. And see, people still holding on to their status of being a Hebrew, amen, like that's going to get them into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then here it is, even with Paul, he said, Hebrew to Hebrew, I was a Pharisee. In other words, he'd been taught the perfect law. See, a lot of people can't move over in God because they can't believe their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can't leave their traditions. You know, that we've been in tradition so long, we can't leave our tradition. I even found myself teaching against some stuff I used to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Found myself teaching against myself. Something that I had put out. Mm-hmm. See, you got to be willing to accept what's right to get rid of the wrong, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move forward with still holding on to the wrong and then trying to get right. You got to leave some stuff behind.
Amen.
You got to renounce some things out of your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, Paul said, we have to renounce the things of dishonesty in the life. We got to get rid of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2022. If I had that stuff in 2021, I shouldn't came over in 22 with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the beginning of the year, I should have went and repented. I should have said, Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I don't want to bring nothing old into the new. Forgive me for all the things that I've done of the old so I can move to the new things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, even you can't move on in your mind or in your heart still holding on to things that of your past.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is why the Bible said we have to confess our sins, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even before we can move on in God, we got to confess and forsake your sin, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I said, you got to leave that old stuff behind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, I'm leaving my status behind. I'm leaving who I was, a Pharisee. I'm leaving all of that behind me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be looking at that anymore. That don't mean anything, amen. I'm counting my educational status. I'm counting it as nothing, amen. You said a lot of us can't serve God because of your educational level, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got people so high in education that they think that it's that education that's going to get them into the kingdom, amen. I'm trying to say if you got to follow Jesus to get in, amen. Your education level is not going to get you in, amen. Praise God. How much money you got ain't going to get you in, amen. Praise God, amen. Or who you think you are in the world is not going to get you in because what? Everybody going to come before the judgment seat of God.
Amen.
Whether you're white man, whether you're black man, a red man, or whatever color you might have, no matter who you are, rich man, poor man, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God. And if we haven't repented and left that stuff behind, then you can't move forward in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Paul had to lay that stuff down, amen. Yes. Count everything but nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, here we are. We're looking at who we are in the world, you know, our status, you know. We don't want to be associated with certain people, amen. Our status quo. You got to lay your status down of who you are or who you think you are, amen.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a little money. You don't want to be around poor people. And poor people don't want to be around rich people, so you prejudice, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You get what I'm saying? You got respect to person. Come on. Well, we can't move forward in Christ having respect to person.
No. Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
About what kind of clothes you got on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I think James says a man come in with some gay clothes on, amen, some, you know, nice clothes on. You're going to put him on the front row and the man got the blue jeans on or whatever. You're going to put him on the back row or whatever. But you got to leave that stuff behind this year, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is something new. But we're going to be walking into new territories this year, places that you never walked before. But you're not going to be able to walk in the territory that God wants you to walk in unless you start leaving that other stuff behind, because God ain't going to take no foolishness into the kingdom.
Amen. That's right.
So Paul said, I got to leave it behind, amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. The old righteousness that I had, I realized that the old righteousness don't work no more, amen.
Amen.
If you got righteousness in the law, amen, you know, a lot of people still trying to hold on to the law. in order to find their righteousness out of the law. Even Paul said that, you know, he said, this is really what he was talking about, that he's got to get away from, amen, is because he was righteous in the law and not realizing that this is a new age and a new time, amen. The fullness of time had come for the law to expire, and he was letting everybody know, I've got to turn that loose, amen, to grab a hold to the new, amen. And then I got to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, not the mark that is in the law. You see, too much, and too many times we're trying to find the mark that is in the law and not the mark that is in Christ, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Praise God. And too many times we're judging ourselves by the law and not judging yourself according to Christ. You see, you will never be made perfect, amen, until you see yourself in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see yourself in Jesus, amen,
mm-hmm.
that you now have become what something else. How did 2 Corinthians say, old things have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5, the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Mm-hmm. If old things have passed away, then I got to get rid of the old way I used to think about things, amen. And now what? I got to gravitate towards something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be different than the way I used to think about people, amen. I can't hate my enemies no more. I got to love my enemies because the old way was, he said, was to hate your enemies, amen. But now, he said, the new way is to love your enemies, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I got to, in other words, it's a swap over, it's a change over in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, we're different now. We're not who we used to be, amen. Come on, I got to leave that old stuff behind, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. I got to leave it behind, amen.
Amen.
If you was mad with me last year, you ought not to be angry with me this year.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to say you're moving on and then you was angry with me last year and never got it right with me last year and now you're trying to say this year you're going forward? You remember, you still stuck because Jesus said, if you don't forgive me, what? I don't forgive you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still stuck in last year. But the only way to get over and go on into something else, you got to put something behind you. Matthew 18. Come on, Sister Faith. 18:12, somewhere in there. 18:15. Let's read, y'all. Come on, let's read, y'all. Read with me today. Amen. I think 18:15. Moreover, if your brother trespass against you. You go and tell him his fault. Now, this is the way Jesus said we're supposed to handle the things, amen. In other words, you can't put things behind you until you first get things right before you can move on. Huh? If your brother trespass against you,
go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
He go and tell you between be
him alone.
And him alone. You go try to tell him what the fault is because, you know, you don't want to go into 2022 with something that happened in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me here?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If somebody you've been upset with all last year, you can't be upset with them this year.
Right.
You can't have that attitude toward that person this year.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change your attitude if you expect to go higher this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the thing that's holding you down. This is a weight. Lay aside every weight of sin. This is the weight that's holding you down, and you got to get rid of the weight in order to move forward. Because it's hard to run a race with some weights on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might exercise with some weights, but you definitely don't want to run the race with no weights.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do? It slows you down.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And these are the kind of things that slows you down when you still. Read that again, sister.
Moreover, if that brother trespass against thee.
If your brother trespass against you, I mean, not only your brother, if your wife done trespass against you, if your husband done trespass against you, amen, that made you angry and got you upset, amen. Before we get on into next year, you need to get it right, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what Jesus said, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to do what the book says. Come on, Sister Faye, let's read.
Go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone, you know. Go tell your husband your fault, amen. Amen. Even if you're wrong, you go tell it to him anyway. even if you're wrong. Just tell it. Amen. Get it right with you. In other words, the thing got to be cleared in your heart, not in his. See, we always think it's on the other person. But it's not on the other person, it's on you. It's because you're trying to get your slate clean, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because what? You pressing on, amen. Well, what you got to do? You got to press past this, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wherever I am, I got to press past this, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remain stuck here in this. I've got to press past this, so I got to just get it right for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be able to get it right for you, but when I'm doing this, I'm not really doing it just for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it for me.
Amen.
Because I'm the one trying to what? Forget about the things that are behind me. I want to put this behind me, amen.
Yes,
and so
amen.
When I walk before the God, I can walk in good conscience toward God. You see, the one of the things that you got to have, you got to have a good conscience toward God.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good conscience toward God means that I don't know of anything that I've done wrong, amen. That I haven't what? Repented and got it right. Amen. And so therefore when I face God, I won't face God in any kind of guilt. I won't feel any guilt because my conscience is right.
Amen.
When you know you got some hatred and stuff in your heart, your conscience is gonna bother you.
Amen.
Your conscience is gonna bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then if your conscience bothers you, you know you can't come to God because, well, you'll be condemned coming to God knowing that something ain't right. That is why it's so hard for people to pray when they do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so hard for them to come to God when they're doing wrong because, what, their conscience is bothering them, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's repent of that stuff and say, Lord, forgive me. And wash your conscience with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all sins and unrighteousness. Amen. So that now you can come before God. Amen. And not feel guilty before him because of the blood of Jesus. Wash yourself today. Amen. Make yourself clean so you can press toward the mark. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to press toward the mark, pressing toward the mark means that I got a vision. Amen. Pressing toward the mark means I got a purpose in life. I have gotten me a purpose in life now, and because of the purpose that I have in my life, I've got something to look forward to, amen. Because I got purpose, I also have expectation in my life, and then I'm rejoiced, I have joy and peace in this. I can endure the things that I need to endure because I got expectation after I endure it, amen. Hallelujah. You know how you exercise and you push yourself to the limit, amen. Praise God. You push the weight to the limit, amen. It's because you got expectation. As long as I push it to the limit, amen, of my own, then God will give me some more strength to be able to what? Lift some more, amen. So I got expectation in my exercise in Christ Jesus. I mean, see, that's why Paul said, you know, body exercise profited little, but godliness is profiting all things because, you see, I've got to exercise pushing. I got to exercise my endurance, amen, in order, if I want to make it, amen. So I've got to press past some of these things that's standing in my way.
Right, amen.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Go to your brother, because I got to press past offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Read on a little further there, sir.
If he should hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
Now you gained your brother. Now, if God tells you to do this for an enemy, and you can't do that for a brother, then something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you ain't ready to go nowhere yet, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means you still got some weight. You still tied down to something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You either tied down to your own pride, you tied down to yourself, amen. That's something you tied to, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't look past your brother's fault, amen. When God, get on in there, read them scripture there before I get too far. Keep reading, sister.
So if he will not hear thee.
If he won't hear you.
Then take with thee one or two more.
Get you a witness, you know. And sometimes you can even bring a witness, and that won't help sometimes. But you need to get you a witness, amen. Read on.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established.
So that I can establish that I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So that what? I'm trying to do this so I can. I'm trying to do this because I want to leave it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Huh? If you want to leave something behind, you're going to get rid of it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to lay it to the side, lay aside every weight. You're going to lay it to the side, amen? And you're going to go in a different direction, amen?
Mm-hmm.
What else does it say, Nicole?
And he said, "Let you hear them."
If you don't want to hear you, hear them.
Them. Carry it on to the church.
Tell the church about it. Now I got to tell the church about it. Cause like, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get it right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't move forward into the next year with a lot of junk behind it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have no hatred behind me and think I'm moving forward. Amen. I need to get rid of my hatred. I need to leave my hatred behind me, and I need to take some love, reach at the love that's before me, amen? Come on, amen. Would you rather have some love in your life than some hate, amen?
Amen.
Huh? Aren't you glad that God was willing to put some love in your life instead of some hate, amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Read on, sister.
If he neglected to hear the church.
If he neglected to hear the church.
Let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican.
Hey, what if you won't get it right, I need to start looking at you like a heathen. See, you want to talk about some heathen. If you can't do this, you a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be like a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
And a republican. You just as worse off as they are. Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. You just as worse off as they are, amen? You talking about, see, a Republican, them tax collectors and stuff like that, you know, they always was going to what? They always get some under the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that's why they talked about them so bad, because all they did was come take your money. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say we got to leave stuff behind. In other words, I can't go to the new one today. You know, in other words, this is why what you said, you can't go to the new until you get rid of the old. You know, we said, even when you die, you can't live again until after you die. You can't get to the new life until the old life is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I got to leave it behind. What else does it say? Did it say anything else there?
Yeah. Then I say unto you, whatsoever you should bow on earth to be bound in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever you should loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Amen. It's talking about the binding and loosing, but right here, it shows that you can be bound or loose. In other words, unforgiveness will bind you.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus say? If you don't forgive, then I won't forgive, amen. I won't forgive you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to leave it behind. If we're going to move forward in this hour, in this time, this year, amen, you got to start leaving stuff behind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold grudges against somebody because they whatever they did to you last year. Let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I know your mama did something to you last year or 30 years ago. Let it go. Forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
Loose yourself. Well, this is how we loose ourselves, because I don't want to be held down by something that somebody else did to me. I got to let it go, amen. And so Paul said, I got to forget about them stuff that are behind me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at all that stuff because I realize those kind of things can weigh me down. So I don't want to dwell on that this year, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever somebody did to you last year, forget about it. You know how we are. Well, he cheated on me 30 years ago or last week, whatever. Let it go. Forgive him. And the reason you have to forgive them, because you know what? God looks at you. He looks at you. He said, well, didn't I forgive you? Didn't I forgive you? Matthew 5 and 22. That's where I want to go. 5 and 22, 21, 22. I'm trying to say we got to leave it behind. This is a new year, amen. This is a new time. And if you want to be saved, we got to leave behind. We got to leave old tradition behind, amen. Sometimes you might have to leave some traditional churches behind too, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. So a lot of times we can't leave because we're stuck. But this is where my mama was and where my daddy was. Well, you need, come on. You got to love me more than your mother and your daddy, amen. You got to leave behind, amen. Traditional stuff. Be willing to accept correction in these last days, amen. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make an end, amen. See, Paul was stuck in tradition for, I don't know how old he was at the time, but all those years he was stuck in the tradition, he had to leave it behind.
Right.
And allow correction to come in his life. You see, when if you're going to go forward, you got to allow be corrected, amen. I know I did it this way, but the way that I did it, was it right?
Mm-hmm.
See, the whole thing about it, was it right? Not whether or not you did it, but did I do it right? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me talking about your sister Paige?
I guess not.
All right, sister Paige says she don't mind, amen. Amen, praise God. She called her sister up and asked her sister how to fix some dressing. And her sister cooked good dressing, amen. And she tried to do everything her sister did to make her dressing come out like her sister, but it didn't come out like that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that she didn't do right. You get what I'm trying to say? She tried to do everything that her sister told her, but I don't know whether she didn't put it in the stove right at the right time or whatever. I don't know what it is that she didn't do at the time, but it was something that she didn't do. Now, if she wants to have the same type of dressing that her sister had, she got to put it in the oven the same length of time. She got to use exactly the same amount of liquid. She got to use exactly the same amount of cornbread and celery. And she got to use exactly the same in order to get the same result. Are you with me? Are you with me here? Amen. I'm trying to say Jesus said amen. Amen. That in order to get where I'm going, to be who I am and what I am, you got to use the exact same measurement in order to get the same thing that I got. Are you with me today?
Amen.
Huh? Are you with me today? And if you want to be saved, you're going to be saved the exact same way that the other people got saved. And however, God, when God gave Peter the key to the kingdom, amen, if you're going to get in the door, only Peter can let you in the door. If you're going to get in the door of the kingdom, you got to go the way that Peter said go, or you can't get in the door. Are you with me? Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
Read on, Sister Paige. Amen.
Okay, Matthew 5:22.
Uh-huh.
But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause.
If you're angry with somebody without a cause, I mean, you got to get it behind you. Someone said we got to leave that behind, amen. I'm not going to be angry with my sister without a cause, amen. I'm not going to be angry with her because she didn't call me yesterday, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, amen. I ain't going to be angry with my daddy because he didn't call me 5 times a week, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Angry with your mama because she don't call you 5 times a week. I'm not going to be angry about that kind of stuff. Amen?
Amen.
You know what I'm trying to say, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't loan me $10 and I'm angry with him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't have it to give you, amen. And you're angry with him about it, amen. When I know he had it, well, you don't know what he's going to do with it, amen. Huh? He might have needed it for himself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that we get angry about, amen. And we hold it against one another,
mm-hmm.
Amen. I didn't get my daddy hat. And then you don't like, you ain't spoke to your brother since your daddy died because you didn't get your daddy hat. You didn't get your daddy tie. Well, I should have got my daddy gun and my other brother got it. And you and your brother don't talk over a gun, amen. Well, just go buy you one, amen. Why you gonna set that fuss over that gun for? If you need one, go buy you one. I'm trying to say we got to leave stuff behind, amen. Family matters, amen. Some family members ain't talked to each other in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with stupid stuff like that. Well, my mama didn't treat me right. My daddy didn't treat me right. Forget about that stuff and move on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you treat yours right. And stop lady-gagging on what happened in the past, amen. Come on. Come on, so I got to leave my past. I got to leave my past because what? I got a future, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been in this church all this time, but and that don't mean it was the right church, but it did good while I was there. But now, it's kind of like going to college, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to high school. You know, when you went to school, you did good there, but you thank God for being able to go there. To teach you that all the time. But now I got to move on because what? I want to go to higher heights and deeper depth in the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go up now. We don't want to continue to be in the same place we used to be. I got to go up a little bit. And then everybody think it's because of the flesh, you know what I mean? But if, what goes on in the mind? Has anything changed in your mind? Has anything changed? See, that's where the change takes place. Is the change that takes place in your mind is because, you know, the real reason that we don't move forward is because of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize you really don't have no problem? No, the Lord said, you know, it ain't nothing. It's nothing. I started saying, well, what ain't nothing? He said, oppression is nothing. What? He said, oppression is nothing but a thought. Uh-huh. If your thinking ain't right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason you're oppressed, because oppression itself is nothing. You're being oppressed about something you're thinking that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You're being oppressed about something you think don't happen. You're being oppressed by something you think somebody doing to you. You oppressed because of what you think somebody's saying about you. Is that what it really is?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all it is, it's just a thought. Is that what it is or not?
Amen.
Have you realized problem is nothing but a thought? It's what you think about the problem. If you're broke, the reason you're oppressed is because you're broke because of the way you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that pushing the bucket there, he's just as happy as he can be. Ain't got a penny in his pocket. But it's the way he's thinking about it. Amen?
Yeah.
He sees it. Thank God I'm just still here. Amen. God clothes the birds. He feeds the birds of the air and clothes the field and give the flower what they need. I don't have to have no excess. See, most of the time when it comes to money problems and things like that, we always think we got to have all this excess.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm so burdened about my problem and burdened about my situation is because I think I have to have excess of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not realize that life is one day at a time. Do I have enough for the day? Come on, can I be thankful? Let's give the Lord thanks that you have. I have enough for the day. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, amen. But I have enough for the day, amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yes.
So if I focus on today and not be focused on tomorrow, amen, praise God, because I know who holds tomorrow, amen. Come on, amen. I'm expecting the future, amen. Whether in life or death, I'm expecting the future so I can be happy about tomorrow, even though I haven't gotten there yet. But I'm not going to be worried about today. Come on, sir. We got to leave that stuff out. Read that. Let's get through with that. Matthew what? Matthew 5 and 22. Read, Sister Paige.
I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause,
if you're angry without a cause,
there'll be a danger of judgment.
Wait a minute. He's going to be in danger of what?
Judgment.
You're going to be in danger of judgment. If you're angry with him without a cause, or her without a cause, or him or them or whatever it is, without a cause, you're in danger.
Right.
Now, if you're going to be moving, pressing toward the mark now, if you're going to be trying to obtain the things of Jesus, amen, if you're going to try to know Jesus, you can't go with this on still in you.
Yes.
You're in danger. Read on, sister.
And whosoever shall say to his brother.
Whosoever. What does that mean? Anybody, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of us is in danger right now and don't realize it. We ain't ready to go on with Christ. We're not ready to reach a higher height or a deeper depth because we still got this problem in us. Come on, say, I got to leave it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Leave my anger behind, amen. Leave my frustration behind. Read on, sister.
Yeah, brother.
Raka.
Say to his brother, Raka, to be in danger of the council.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever shall say, Jafoon.
Oh, hold it right there. You calling people fools. Now, who said this? He said you're in danger, right?
Huh? You better stop calling. You better stop calling him a fool or her a fool. Amen.
Yep.
Now I didn't say this. Now. God said this, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be calling your brother fool, we can't be doing that this year now. You did that last year. But you can't be doing this this year. We got, come on, say it. We got to leave that behind now, amen. Leave that stuff behind. Leave that kind of stuff behind, amen. You ought to know better by now, amen. You should anyway. You know, we still acting like little children. This is the way little children do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't go on with Christ and first until we become mature, amen. What does 1 Corinthians 13 says? When I was a child, I spake as a child, and I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You see, in other words, you see, you're not ready to go to the next level, amen. You're not ready to go to higher heights and deeper depth, amen, until you stop acting like children. And these are the kind of way he said children act.
Amen.
Come on, I think I got to leave that childlike stuff behind now, amen. I got to leave behind. I got to leave behind. This is a new year, amen. Praise God. I want to go to higher heights, as Paul said, what? And deeper depth, but I got to what? Forget about the things that are behind me. And reaching. See, when I'm reaching for something, I'm striving to attain.
That's right.
But anything that's in my way, I got to move everything out of my way so that I can obtain. We got to start pushing stuff out of the way, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen. Come on, I got to push this hatred. I got to push this evil thinking. I got to push this childish stuff out of my way so that I what? So I can get to Jesus, amen. Like the woman with the issue, she wanted to get to Jesus so bad, she just started pushing people out of the way so she could taste the hem of his garment, amen. This is what perseverance means, amen. In this year, we got to persevere this year more than we did last year, amen. Because we want to go to a higher height.
That's right.
Let's get through, Sister Paige. Time running out.
Who else can say that food shall be in danger of hellfire?
Uh-huh, read on.
Therefore, if any bring thy gift to the altar.
If you bring your gift to the altar.
And there remember that thy brother shall have all against thee. Leave the gift.
I mean, if you know he got something against you and you ain't got it right, you ain't ready to go forward. And you ain't ready yet. You're still a child. You haven't grown up. You got to grow up. This is what growing up is. This is what adults do. Mature people, amen. They grow up. Whether they don't hold things against nobody because of something they said or did, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I had to learn that, amen. I had to learn that. Amen. People cuss you. I used to want to cuss you if you want to fight, you know. You know, I used to. One point when you cuss me, I used to want to fight. You know, ready to fight. Knock me to knock you out. Got something in my hand, ready to kill you. You know, it was kind of dumb, though. When I think about it, it was kind of dumb, wasn't it?
Huh?
I'm going to kill somebody because something came out of their mouth. He didn't hurt me physically. Why am I going to kill somebody that didn't hurt me physically? I had to think about it. But I wanted to do it anyway because that was my pride. See, when you're walking in pride, you're walking in pride of who you are, amen. But you can't talk to me like that. But why not? You don't know who I am. See, it was always about who they were. They had to prove something, amen. When people don't know who they are, you have to go out and try to prove it, amen. I'm a man. I got to try to prove you that I'm a man. Even if you beat me up, I still got to prove that I fight you anyway, amen?
Uh-huh.
And then the women, the same way, they dumb like that too, foolish. You know you can't beat that man, but you just want to, I'll show you I fight you anyway. Yeah. I'll get me one lick in, going to get beat up like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of walking away and going to sit down somewhere and cool off. I just got to fight you anyway. Y'all going to get me a lick in his back, and you know he's going to knock your head off. I just got to get me a lick. Pride. Come on, let's put that stuff behind us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the way to handle problems.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting ain't the way to handle it, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Somebody said, let's straighten it out. I don't, yeah, come on, somebody. So let's straighten it out. Amen. We ain't going to fight about it no more. Let's straighten it out. Amen. Praise God. Me and my brother, we got to straighten it out. Amen. We got to continue on loving one another. Amen. We can't be divided from one another. And then say we're going up together. Do you realize that we all going up together at the same time? So I might as well just go and get intact with you and let us all walk down this road together. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, say we're gonna walk down this road together, amen. I realize that it's a brother and sister walk. We gotta walk together, amen. And we can't be divided from one another, because when we're divided from one another, we have divided the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the body of Christ is not divided, it's only one body.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we got to do, let's go, rather than to put each other down and cast each other out, why don't we just try to go help correct each other? Hmm? If I know something you're doing that ain't right, let me correct you in that, and then we get together. Come to an agreement. Can two walk together, both agree? We can get an agreement. We can walk down this road together. We just got to correct one another, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the other person will have to allow correction, amen. Huh? You can't refuse to be chastised. You can't refuse to be corrected, amen. Listen sometimes. Rather than to set up and put up a fight, listen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody can tell you something that's right.
Amen.
If you listen. Amen. And what they're saying might be right if you listen to it,
mm-hmm.
rather than to have your preconceived idea about it.
That's right.
Hmm? Read on to the prayer. That's quick.
Okay. Leave thy gift before the altar.
Leave your gift before the altar. God said, don't even come praying to me. Now, that's kind of hard there, ain't it? Leave your gift at the altar.
And go that way.
And go your way.
First be reconciled to that brother.
First be reconciled to that brother.
And then come and offer that gift.
Then come offer your gift. Now, this is the way the Lord say do it. Now, you ain't ready to move forward until you get it right. So if you got some unrepented, unforgiveness in your heart, you holding something against somebody from last year, come on, let's get it right.
Amen.
Let's get it right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding something against your mama, holding something against your daddy. Let's get it right, amen. They did the best they could, amen. Huh? They worked with what they had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They can't give you something they didn't get.
Amen.
If they didn't ever receive no love, how you going to show some?
That's right.
They ain't never hugged you and said, I love you all the time. That's why you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave you what they had, amen.
That's right.
And I'm thankful, because you wouldn't be here. They love you enough to keep you here, amen. Amen. They could have aborted you, amen. Oh, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
They could have aborted you, amen.
They could have.
Mm-hmm. If your daddy did stay there, he did good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And mama could have been his headache. But he stayed there and do it. And not only that, daddy could have been her headache, amen. And they endure it, they put up and endure it with one another. Because that's what God does for us, amen. Don't God put up with us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a forgiving God, amen. Don't you have a loving God. Come on, I know I have to thank him, amen. Even though I'm saved right now, amen. Praise God. Even though I'm saved, but I still get some bad thoughts come to me sometimes, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah, amen. I get some bad thoughts sometimes. I can't say I don't get no bad thoughts sometimes, amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to leave Rebecca sometimes, but sometimes I want to kill her sometimes, amen. I don't want to leave her. I don't want to divorce her, but I think about killing her sometimes, amen. That's some bad thoughts that come, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, you see, a lot of people try to act like they don't have thoughts like that. Maybe not. Yeah, sometimes he comes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to knock his head off when he comes in that door. You know you have them thoughts. Stop lying. Hey, one thing over here, we don't lie. We don't need to lie over here. We just tell it like it is, amen. So why? So we can overcome it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We can overcome those things. See, Jesus said we have to confess things to be able to overcome some things. Amen. You got to talk about it. And so that's why we've been so quiet for so long, and you haven't told nobody about your feelings. You haven't told nobody how you was hurt, amen, how you felt your mama treated you or your daddy treated you. You never told your mate about it, or you refused to tell them because you're shamed. We are ashamed to tell it. Ain't no shame over here, amen. I'm trying to get free.
Amen.
You got hurt when you were young. Don't be ashamed to tell it. Tell somebody about it. Don't go into 2022 with the same pain you had back there in 1915 or whenever it was, amen. I don't think nobody that old. But anyway, 1960 then, amen. Praise God, amen. But I'm just trying to say, it was way back there, amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. The devil been having you hold a secret. You've been holding a secret since 1960, and it's been bothering you. It's been eating at you, and people wonder why you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
You're angry because of what took place in your life long time ago, amen. They didn't treat you right. They fed everybody else and didn't feed you, you know. You're still here, though, amen, praise God, but you just didn't eat as much as you wanted to at that time. But at least you didn't starve, amen, because if you had starved, you wouldn't be here, amen. So you got to be thankful, amen. You see, we got to realize that we don't look at it and realize you still got blessed. You know, I mean, many days I didn't have nothing to eat but some milk and bread, amen. Got me some buttermilk and some cornbread and sprinkled a little sugar on it. That was a meal for me.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew what I was eating, and I was just as fat. I was just as fat walking around. Had to eat nothing but milk and bread one day. That was my dinner, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody at school knew what I was eating, amen. They thought I was eating real good because I was just as fat and black and shiny as I could be.
Okay.
Huh? You go to concert? They didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We was poor, but I didn't know it. My belly was full. I was running around having a good time. I didn't know what it was all about. But I'm not going to be upset, still be upset with my parents because that was the way they came up, amen. You know what I'm saying? Trying to say they didn't give me what I needed or what I wanted and all that I wanted. They didn't do all this for me. I can't be upset with my parents over that.
They gave
me what they could, and I got to what? I got to leave it behind. Leave that stuff behind if you expect to move forward in 2022.
That's right.
Come on, that. Forgive your parents, amen. I forgive my parents. They did the best they could, amen.
Amen.
I forgive my auntie. I forgive my uncle. They did the best they could, amen. I don't want to hold that against them, amen. I know he cussed me out yesterday. I forgive him for cussing me out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive him for what he said to me yesterday. I'm not going to take that into 2022. Amen. Praise God. I forgive him for what he did 20 years ago. I'm not going to take that into 2022 because what? I'm trying to go higher in the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reach higher heights. Amen. I want to reach some deeper depths. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Yeah.
We got to move this year. Come on. Say, I'm going to move this year. Amen. I don't know. Where I was last year, I'm not going to be that way this year, amen. I'm coming up. I'm coming up, amen. I'm coming up in my thinking. You know, one thing, in order to get higher, we got to come up in our thinking. We can't look at things the way we used to look at it because we got to start looking at stuff and say, that ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you pull your billfold out and you don't see nothing in it. You know, you pull it out looking at kind of like mine. Kind of like my billfold here. You see, my billfold is empty there. You know what I'm saying to? I'm talking to it right now. So that ain't real. That ain't real. We got to start thinking in order to come up, you know what I mean, to get away. What are you trying to do? You're trying to develop a mentality of being blessed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What I see ain't real. I'm not going to walk by what I see. I'm going to walk by my faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling my wallet right now, that ain't real. And what I do, I see money coming.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on. I see an expected check, amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. I expect a check. I expect what they call those things? A cash out. Set the money gram or whatever. I'm looking for something because I'm telling my billfold that that ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And whatever situation you're in right now, know what you got to start talking to it. What you say? That ain't real. That
ain't real.
That ain't real. Huh? Praise God. You mean I don't have a one dress? That ain't real.
Huh? Amen.
Huh? I mean, whatever my problem is, I got to say it ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm thinking oppression, that ain't real. You try to get me in fear. Fear is not real. It's real enough to me. No, it's real enough in your mind. Because the thing that you're afraid of, you can't see it. Well, I might. That's what it's all about, right? I might. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to hit me. Yeah, they could. But I need to be afraid of it. You don't know when it's coming, amen. So why are you going to be afraid? I can understand if you're afraid when you know, like, you're getting ready to have an accident, you can see it, you know, you're in the car. I can understand that. But you're out there oppressed by something you can't even see. Can I tell you again that if you're being oppressed today, can I tell you again it ain't real? You just thinking that?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't real. Fear is not real. It's something that we always say, something that appears real.
Amen.
That's what they give up. Whatever they call it, the name of it for it. And so let's start walking in fear this year, amen. It ain't real. Just look at it. It ain't real. It ain't real, amen. When they get ready to cut the lights off, say, that can't be real. What? Because you got to realize it's the spiritual thing that brings the natural thing to existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the devil put up before you, that's how you rebuke the devil. To say, well, what this thing is imaginary. It ain't real. So that you can have reality of that which is. The reality is God. God is your reality, amen.
Amen.
That's the only reality, the real reality that we have, amen. That is why Jesus came and said, I am the truth.
Yes, he is.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm the truth. It's because he said, I'm the only reality of God that you ever going to see. You're going to see no other reality than me. Because everybody was looking for a reality of who he is and who he was. And he said, I'm the only reality you ever going to see. Everything else that you saw wasn't real. Come on, amen. I said, Jesus is the real thing, amen. I know Coke, you might say Coke is the real thing, but Jesus Christ is the real thing, and you need Jesus.
Amen.
And if you're on this line of Facebook or wherever you are today, if you're on line of Facebook today, you need to come to a reality. You need Jesus.
Amen.
Because having Jesus will get rid of your fear. Because the only, you see, First John, I believe it's chapter 4. I might miss it, chapter 3. But anyway, it talks about, First John talks about fear. He said fear has to do with punishment. Is that right? You're afraid of the punishment, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts about God ever since the fall of man has been about punishment.
Mm-hmm.
After Adam sinned in the garden, he was afraid of God, not because God wasn't love and everything, but he was afraid of the punishment. Amen?
Amen.
But thank God that Jesus Christ came and what? He took the punishment for you. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for Jesus?
Amen.
He took your punishment for you. So now I don't have to have fear of being punished from God. The only thing I expect for God is receive love from God, because it's not about punishment with me with God anymore. It's because Jesus took my punishment.